Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And today we're going to talk about if you could travel any time, any place in any year, where would it be? Do you prefer pizza or tacos? Do you enjoy shopping online or going in the store yourself? And what weather do you prefer, hot or cold? All right, guys, let's jump right into it. All right, if you could travel in time, any place, any year, where would you go? Yes, if you could travel to any time, any place, in any year, where would you go? Me and myself, I'm going back to 2003, high school freshman year, so I can go back and rewrite history, you feel me? Because a lot of things I regret not doing. I regret not still playing baseball. I should have played basketball in high school as well. Honestly, I just should have just stayed to myself like I did in the beginning. But I branched out and became the class clown somewhat. Most fun to be with, stuff like that. But I did hang with a lot of older people. Like, we was in 11th, 12th grade. I was cool with you. But everybody in my grade I was cool with as well. But like I said, 9th grade, I felt like I could have did more. I mean, I didn't have bad grades or anything like that. I just felt like I could have played more sports. Like, enough, I should have joined the soccer team, the golf team, all this, man. I just didn't do enough. I felt like I played football, but I was a scrub. Scrub minute type guy. Scout team champion. Like, you don't know what scout team is, then you never really play. Scout team, we basically just run the plays of the opposing team for the first team defense to see what it looked like. Yeah, basically the practice squad. So I was getting my head knocked off by the starters. And plus, we had a good season. That was like my best season in high school. I think we won 10. No. 8? No, we won 10 total. Lost 2. Lost in the second round of the playoffs. I want to say the Dallas County or Evergreen. One of them schools we lost to. And I wouldn't give it up for nothing in the world. Also got to see one of the best players in my eyes play. Well, 2. Well, 3. Well, actually, we had a pretty good stack team. Shout out to Coach Moten. Then we had LC, had Alvin, Dre, Brandon, Moody, Cook. My brother Ralph was good. Had a lot of good players, man. Offensive line was good. Alfred was good. Like I said, team was stacked, man. Then shout out to the players that was also in my grade. Z-Man was good. Yeah, freshman year, man, we had a ball, man. Went to University of Alabama for a passing camp. I went to the University of Auburn for a passing camp. We ended up, there was another passing camp we went to. Can't remember. We also went for the summer. We went to this camp for just with a team. I think we hosted a passing camp at our school. It was amazing, man. Loved it, man. Coach Moten opened a lot of doors for us. His plan was, well, his motto was no weak link, so everybody had to hold everybody up. He worked our butts off that whole summer. Made sure we had all the newest stuff. You know, we wore ties to the games. Pet rallies was lit. Yeah, for me, 2003. High school freshman year. Loved it. Would have went back out. I don't know where I'd be right now. But yeah, for you, what would be a time in a year, in a place that you would want to go back to, like anytime, anywhere you wanted to go? For me, I gotta ask this question. It's gotta be addressed. It's gotta be done. What do you prefer? Pizza or tacos? Me, I think it's tacos, man. Love tacos. Tacos. Taco. Plus, interesting story. Burnt myself out on pizza. when I got to Alaska, I didn't have a car. Stationed in Alaska, part of Alaska, a lot of wilderness around me. Not a big base. I mean, it was a pretty big base, but not really big base. But to get around places, I had to have a car. Only thing on base really was like a Burger King and some other stuff in the shop bed or whatever. So I ordered a lot of pizzas, man. A lot of pizzas. And this is before you get the, you know, you get the membership with them and it add up and eventually you get a free pizza. No, boy, I'm buying pizza, you know what I'm saying? Wings and stuff like that. So, yes, personally, I'm burnt out on pizza. Tacos, a whole nother thing, bro. Taco Bell ceases to amaze me. Also, when I was in Alaska, they had a shrimp taco at one point. And, boy, I was addicted. The Baja shrimp tacos. Whew. Boy, tearing them out the frame. Plus, it's like, just can't go wrong with the taco. Can't even recall the last time I had a bad taco. Can you? Then they came out with a Doritos Loco taco. But when they started hitting with the sour cream, a Rizzy. Shout out to my homie Sleaze. He put me on them cheesy gordito crunches and add the hot sauce to it. Oh, heaven. And I ain't talking about just a regular pack of the hot sauce. I'm talking about, you know, remember when they had the hot tacos that were like the orange, like one of the bright red tacos. And it had that red sauce in it. But smack. Somebody tear him out the frame. Shout out to Smeeze, man. But yeah, definitely tacos over pizza. Definitely. And also in high school, man, what was frustrating was we would go to Pizza Hut before the games, and coach would make sure that the buffet was full of just pasta and breadsticks. So we in there smelling pizza, watching people come in there order pizza. But all we eating is pasta. Then one time we traveled, because we had to travel to play in a playoff game. Or no, it was just a regular game. Oh, it might have been a playoff game. We pull up to CC's Pizza, everybody eat. Like, boy, you ever tried this kind of pizza? Try that kind of pizza? Boy, we didn't even get pizza. We got pasta. So that was another thing turning me off for that. But honestly, tacos will always be the best, bro. Especially the homemade tacos, you feel me? Soft or hard tacos. Fa. Flame. Don't get me started on Moe's. Don't get me started on Salsaritas. Don't get me started on Chipotle. But yeah, it's definitely tacos over pizza. But what do you think? Is pizza better than tacos? Let me know. What do you prefer? Shopping online or shopping in store? Me myself, I think it's either. But mostly it's in store. Because with shopping online, you ain't get to touch it. You ain't get to touch it. Put it up against yourself. Try it on. Plus me, I'm one of them people. Oh, well, I grow into it. Or if it's too small, I give it away. Because I ain't going into no thing to change no clothes, man. I just can't do it. Working at places where you have to do that, have to go clean up after them people. Some of the things you find in there change your whole life, boy. So for me, yeah, in store is fine because I know what you got in stock and I know how it's gonna look on me. All right, look right then. Plus, also, I can find other stuff to go with it right then. Shopping online, well, you gotta have the best internet connection, or your phone gotta be fixed, or your computer gotta be on time. Plus, you never know. Put in your cart, somebody buy it, it's over with. I'm mad. I'm upset. I don't want it no more. That's just with clothes. But now shoes, definitely in store. Because you never know how stuff gonna fit. Me, myself, some shoes fit different for me. Like Nike, I can wear smaller. Adidas, I can wear smaller. Because like, if you get too big of a size, it's just gonna be flopping all on your foot. All that right there. Plus, I really just try the shoe on first. If it's comfortable, then I enjoy it. But if it ain't comfortable, then I gotta send it back. Then you gotta put the money back on my car. Right, come on, man. Nope. We ain't going through all that. No. Shopping for food. I ain't trying to go in the grocery store at all. Because it seemed like every time I go in there, it seemed like everybody else and their mama ain't here. So, if I can click the button and you bring me the groceries, please. Please do. Because shopping online, it's quicker. But going in the store sometimes, it just feels like you be in there talking to somebody that you know they don't want to be in here. Or they just very dry. Or you got that person that's just over-friendly, like, everything okay? You got everything? Blah, blah, blah. I know that's your job. But, brother, I would have raised my hand. I already got up and came to you. Don't come over here asking me, do I need some help, bro? I got this. Like, Lord. But sometimes, and then sometimes you can't even get no help. Now, that's another thing about in the store. You can't get no help. Like, I know you see me over here looking puzzled. I done hollered at you. I done called your name. Nothing. So, either one. But for me, it's mostly in the store. Like, go in there and touch it. I want to go and see what's going on. I like to touch the fabric first before I buy it. Because I ain't trying to just get something and then I get it. And then it's like, oh, man, I really don't like this. This is not good. Now you're stuck with it. But which do you prefer? In-store shopping or shopping online? When it comes to weather and temperature, what do you prefer, hot or cold? See, I'm a summer baby, so I ain't sweating the hot. And I'm from Alabama, so hot, I know it. I done lived it. Trust me. It ain't all that. So when people retire and move down this way, I be like, man, you sure this is what you want to do? Everything gets sweaty, boy. The humidity is unbearable. And then ladies out here be having that pound of weave on in summertime. Don't know how you do it, ladies. But me, myself, I like the cold. Hence the me going to, you know, Vermont for college and going to Alaska and not really tripping. Like, I always get that question when people talk about Alaska. They're like, was it always cold? Is it always, like, really, really cold? What about the summertime? Summertime is beautiful. Might get 72 might be the high. And that might be, like, just for that week. Then once that's over with, right back to getting down low. Might get down to 60, 55. But the thing I love about it out there, no humidity. And the wind rarely blow, like, so beautiful, man. I love it. Now, there's different places that I've been where it's different types of colds that I just can't deal with. Been to Ohio. So windy and cold at the same time. Like, boy, LeBron, that's why you ain't get nobody out there, bro. That's what it is. But Texas. I was in San Angelo, Texas. The neck of Texas. Right there touching Oklahoma, you feel me? So it's windy, it's flat, and it's cold. Negative 4 degrees. Cold, cold, cold. But for me, it's cold, man. I enjoy the cold weather. Because you can bundle up. Plus, you bring out your best outfits in the cold, you feel me? For women, that mean accessories. For me, might be the only other accessory I got on is a jacket and a beanie. Now the gloves, I gotta be somewhere where it's ice cold, you feel me? But plus, you know, you gotta really be looking at me. You gotta be looking at me every day to know I'm ashy, so I ain't tripping on no gloves. But the hot weather, y'all can have that, bruh. I even been to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, that's a whole nother hot. 110 degrees with 100% humidity. So hot that it's like, it's backwards. Like, it'll rain and sun be beaming down. That puddle be there for 3 weeks. You're like, brothers, what is going on? But, yeah, definitely. Because I can't stand sweating. Sweating ain't in me. Now, if I'm working and sweating, that's different. But I'm just standing out here sweating. But it's like I said, I've been living in Alabama for a long time. Football and all that right there has deterred me from being in the summertime or anything. Like, where I can live a place where it's only a couple months of summer, that's fine. I ain't tripping. But down here in Alabama, summer seems like it's forever and ever. What y'all call spring is summer for us. Because it's hot, boy. I'm talking about hot, hot. Like, no clouds to be found hot. Then it just be raining. Like, I'm talking about sun is still out, raining. So, no. Definitely cold over hot. Which one do you prefer, hot or cold? Thank God. Thank my listeners. I thank y'all for all that input and feedback. And, yeah. What we're going to talk about next is, what is your favorite color? And what's the craziest thing you've seen recently? Would you rather be feared by all or loved by all? And do you prefer being the driver or the passenger? All right, thank you guys and God bless. Talk to y'all next episode.